Okay, we're recording. Good afternoon and welcome everybody. This is the Historic Landmarks Commission for June 8th, 2020. Please note the commission hearing room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue is closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Landmarks Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely and can provide testimony during today's hearing. The commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. Let's see, I'd like to now begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
And the members of the commission here today are?
Eric Spears.
Matthew. Maya Foti.
Oh, sorry, Maya Foti.
Manny Mahoney.
Andrew Smith.
That's it.
You. Okay, we got Commissioner Roman, and I'm Kristen Miner. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction in historic districts or remodeling of historic structures. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So our agenda today is pretty short. We have basically just some items of interest, and then we have a type 3 land use case. So I know we have 15 minutes at least set for items of interest, and I'm not sure it's going to take us that long, but let's go ahead and start in with any items of interest we do wish to discuss. Hillary, do you want to walk us through any?
Sure. Just as an FYI to the rest of the commission, the mayor's office reached out to Kristen in response to her reaching out to them as a follow-up to the State of the City report. And we were able to hold about a 45-minute phone conversation with them. Derek, Commissioner Spears joined us. One of the big things that we were talking about was this idea of a legacy business program. It was just sort of a brainstorming session where we got to double down on some of the things that you guys said at the State of the City report. And we also had an email this morning. Rebecca, our director, was asking for additional things that we could do, BDS could do, specifically to support designation, documentation, identification of, you know, buildings and places and businesses that are important to the African American community. And I think that this could potentially, I don't know, so don't quote me on this, but I think the mayor is getting ready to discuss his budget proposals. So there might be some changes coming, and who knows, maybe some HRI money. So it would be good. But I think it's great to see the mayor's office like reaching out to BDS staff and the commission to sort of deepen these discussions, because we always try to have them, but you know, they're busy and there's a lot going on right now, but we're just reinforcing that we want to be available to them, and we were demonstrating that we were. So hopefully some more good ideas can come out of additional conversations, because they did say that they hoped for a follow-up conversation in a few weeks. So some good things.
Yeah, I'll follow up on that. I think I was actually really surprised that they went ahead with the meeting. I mean, this was not the mayor himself, you know, this was obviously his staff. But still, you know, they're really busy right now. There's so much going on. And so I just took that as, you know, a nice vote of confidence, I guess, that this is an important meeting to them. It turned out, you know, we had some technical difficulties, and the audio wasn't working great. So, but it's clear that they are looking for ideas. And I think this is where, you know, we as commissioners could definitely, you know, send some ideas. If you've heard about programs that are working in other cities, or, you know, just sort of ideas in general that, you know, would really sort of fit into this intersection of equity, you know, affordability and sustainability that we've really tried to hammer, you know, that's really where we're going with preservation these days. Then please, you know, let's start a conversation and just, you know, email Hillary with anything that you know of or have heard of. And then let's try to dive down and see if that's something we want to raise to our elected officials.
Yeah, and I would just say, this is Hillary. If you guys have ideas that you want to bounce off me, or you want me to dig into, and maybe you don't have time on your own because you are volunteers, then just send me an email. I'll try to dig into something a little bit more. That's a fun
work. This is Commissioner Roman, if I can have just a second. I haven't read it myself, but I know the Bosco Milligan Foundation did all that work on the multiple property documentation for African-American historic sites. Is it worth looking through there and identifying any of those properties that might be in stress, or some way to follow up with them to say, you know, there's already a list. It's, you know, here's the most important part of the list are the buildings that were identified in this National Register listing, or because I'm excited when I hear someone say, well, we want a list. Well, that's what we've wanted forever, is we want a list. Anyway, sorry if I'm off track, but I've never actually looked carefully at that multiple property documentation. It seems like that would be a foundation for you know, a beginning at what needs help.
Yeah, this is Hillary. I think that we should all read that, just because it would describe an aspect of the city that probably hasn't been reported on nearly enough.
Exactly.
And I know that I don't believe that it includes a list of every single potential property, but it does call out some specific ones for sure. And the Cornerstones document also lists specific properties. And those are all mapped. The Cornerstones ones anyway.
Well, I will make an effort to read through that so I can be a little more educated on it.
And I also think that there's another step that I think we really need to consider, and that is just, even if a building, you know, has had an adaptive reuse, you know, that like the Alberta Abbey or just recently listed, you know, like the Billy Webb Elks Lodge. These sort of depend on a model of funding, which is really taking a big hit right now. And so, you know, if there are ways that we could think of to help fund, you know, even, you know, sort of not necessarily operations, but helping them find another way, you know, there's just all of these associated needs, you know, that come into play even after designation and enlisting. So just, you know, think broadly and, but yeah, I do think reading the African American MPD is awesome and everyone should do that.
You know, after our review of the Billy Webb Lodge, I got on and tried to find a way just to see what their fundraising was, and they did not have a real easy way to just donate money. I'm not on Facebook, so I don't know if there's a way to do it through there, but it didn't seem like they had the infrastructure set up to just take private donations from folks that weren't involved. So I don't know, maybe there's a way for some of the smaller groups like that to combine their efforts into some sort of joint fundraising effort, or just help, you know, help getting a presence, you know, online so that people can donate money.
And this is Commissioner Spears, and to your point, Commissioner Roman, that was kind of what we discussed through the Legacy Business Program too, is kind of way to help that, because one of the things that San Francisco does, they have a business services extension of the program that provides marketing and sales help, legal services, succession planning, you know, internet services, things like that, that can help an organization who may not know how to set those things up, provide resources through the program and ways to get them connected with areas to open them up a little bit more to where they can get those donations. So I completely agree. I looked for the same thing and could not find it. But then I also think that they may not even know how to set those things up just from potentially a generational situation. They may not know how to get it all set up completely. And right. This is, you know, one, how can we help them do that? Two, if the program helps or the program happens, then that can also help. But we have to have ways to help these businesses out, because a lot of them don't know how to do those things. So you are correct. We definitely need to help them find ways to get connected.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Spears, for participating in the conversation with the mayor's staff. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you as well, Kristen.
If there's any other items of interest, I guess I would propose that we go ahead and start into the Type 3 case a little early. I do have some procedural stuff to read into the record. That always takes, you know, certainly a few minutes. But I guess I'm going to look to, you know, just the applicants group and the planner and kind of, you know, are we okay to move forward a little early here?
I am. I believe everybody is here. It's not a time certain on the agenda, so.
Okay. All right. Great.